But he does represent a very old way of doing things. I mean, he operates basically through a network of informers and face-to-face conversations. Well, these days, the police, it's not like that now. It's all high-tech. And it's people sitting in front of computers and monitoring things and surveillance and picking up CCTV and all that kind of stuff. And that's often how an investigation is solved these days, is through technology and DNA rather than through people spilling the beans because they want to be felt as being important.
Mm. And of course, because of your real-time device with him, you're having to update police procedure. But I love the way that, that Rebus is still old school. You get a mixture of the two in there, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, one of my favourite scenes in a new book is when, you know, this crack team that had been brought into Edinburgh specifically to clear up a murder, Rebus just keeps wandering into the police station and go, how the hell do you keep getting in here? You've not even got a warrant card. You've not got an ID. And Rebus goes, well, I don't know. I've been a cop for 30 years. I used to work in his police station. I know the guy who mans the front desk. How could I possibly get in here? I have no idea how that could. But eventually, of course, that'll have to stop. You know, there'll be a point at which he cannot get access to the police station anymore. And there's only a limited number of things I think I can do with him, realistically, now that he's an old age pensioner. But I only need one thing. I need one good idea per year. Something for him to get involved in, or something that he could realistically get involved in, and then I've got my next book.
And of course, you don't only write about him. There have been several standalone novels too.
Yeah, there have been. And, you know, people have often said to me, why, you know, Siobhan Clark could headline a book on her own, she could front a book on her own, and that's true. I've just not found a story that felt like her story as opposed to a story for Fox or for Rebus. Yeah, I mean, I could go back in time. I've occasionally thought about going back in time and writing about Rebus's early years, or writing about Cafferty, the villain who runs Edinburgh, and having a book from his point of view as opposed to from Rebus's point of view. There's a lot I could do, but there's something about Rebus that just, he refuses to lie down. And every time I think, oh, I've got a great idea for a story, who's the best character to tell this story? It tends to be him.
Is there a sort of blueprint then for crime novels? Do you think, right, by page 5, the crime has to be committed, there has to be a kind of solution by 67 or whatever it is?
I wonder. I mean, I do wonder. I mean, it's, you know, they're all, I mean, it's a very broad church. I mean, you know, people write different kinds of books. The psychological thriller, the kind of Gone Girls, are very different in their shape to a police novel, police procedural, which is what I tend to write. Police procedural has got a crime, an investigation, a resolution, a beginning, a middle, and an end. So usually, as you've suggested, you do start with a crime pretty early on. Remember, in the early Rebus novel, sometimes the crime or the murder wouldn't happen for about the first 50 or 60 pages, and my American agent at the time said, no, American readers want the murder on page 1. So I start to do that.
Segment 1.
But he does represent a very old way of doing things. I mean, he operates basically through a network of informers and face-to-face conversations. Well, these days, the police, it's not like that now. It's all high-tech. And it's people sitting in front of computers and monitoring things and surveillance and picking up CCTV and all that kind of stuff. And that's often how an investigation is solved these days, is through technology and DNA, rather than through people spilling the beans because they want to be felt as being important.
Mm. And of course, because of your real-time device with him, you're having to update police procedure. But I love the way that Rebus is still old school. You get a mixture of the two in there, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, one of my favourite scenes in a new book is when, you know, this crack team that had been brought into Edinburgh specifically to clear up a murder, Rebus just keeps wandering into the police station and go, how the hell do you keep getting in here? You've not even got a warrant card. You've not got an ID.
Segment 2.
And Rebus goes, well, I don't know, I've been a cop for 30 years. I used to work in his police station. I know the guy who mans the front desk. How could I possibly get in here? I have no idea how that could. But eventually, of course, that'll have to stop. You know, there'll be a point at which he cannot get access to the police station anymore. And there's only a limited number of things I think I can do with him, realistically, now that he's an old age pensioner. But I only need one thing. I need one good idea per year. Something for him to get involved in, or something that he could realistically get involved in, and then I've got my next book.
Segment 3.
And of course, you don't only write about him. There have been several standalone novels too.
Yeah, there have been. And, you know, people have often said to me, why, you know, Siobhan Clark could headline a book on her own, she could front a book on her own, and that's true. I've just not found a story that felt like her story as opposed to a story for Fox or for Rebus. Yeah, I mean, I could go back in time. I've occasionally thought about going back in time and writing about Rebus's early years, or writing about Cafferty, the villain who runs Edinburgh, and having a book from his point of view as opposed to from Rebus's point of view. There's a lot I could do, but there's something about Rebus that just, he refuses to lie down. And every time I think, oh, I've got a great idea for a story, who's the best character to tell this story? It tends to be him.
Segment 4.
Is there a sort of blueprint then for crime novels? Do you think, right, by page 5, the crime has to be committed, there has to be a kind of solution by 67 or whatever it is?
I wonder. I mean, I do wonder. I mean, it's, you know, they're all, I mean, it's a very broad church. I mean, you know, people write different kinds of books. The psychological thriller, the kind of Gone Girls, are very different in their shape to a police novel, police procedural, which is what I tend to write. Police procedural has got a crime, an investigation, a resolution, a beginning, a middle, and an end. So usually, as you've suggested, you do start with a crime pretty early on. Remember, in the early Rebus novels, sometimes the crime or the murder wouldn't happen for about the first 50 or 60 pages, and my American agent at the time said, no, American readers want the murder on page 1. So I start to do that.